No church has so magnificent an approach as does St. Peter's. As we move across the Vatican Square before us, we are enfolded in the lofty embrace of Bernini's colonnade, marble pillars that are meant to welcome us into the spiritual experience of the Basilica itself. 140 saints stand atop, visible assurance of the power of faith to transform us, and signalling by their mute presence, like a sort of inanimate guard of honour, that we are moving onto sacred ground. Here, underneath the altar of the church, St. Peter himself is buried, the only person from the Gospels whose grave we can still venerate. He has lain here from the earliest centuries, hidden until the church was secure enough under Constantine to begin to build in the 4th century what we now call Old St. Peter's. 1,200 years later, it was too small and too dilapidated, although there was a scandalized outcry when bold Pope Julius II, Michelangelo's friend and adversary, ordered it to be pulled down and a new basilica built. He had to hand great architects like Bramante and then Michelangelo to advise both him and subsequent popes. The church, in fact, took over 100 years with lengthy stagnant periods to finally complete it. Basically, the design is Michelangelo's, although he had wanted the shape of a Greek cross with equal aisles, rather than a Roman cross with a long central aisle, and his wonderful dome is not exactly as he had planned it. Wonderful enough, however, and the crowning glory of a building whose grace and power remains unrivalled. But it is first and foremost a holy building, and we must enter it with reverence. At the top of the grand staircase, we are met by an enormous atrium, the size of many a parish church. There are 5 bronze gates, with the one furthest to the right being the holy door, opened only every 25 years for jubilees.
Please pause your guide until you're up the stairs and under the atrium or portico. You may want to have a look at the holy door before continuing your tour. We'll be going all the way down to the left side of the portico. Stop in front of the first magnificent bronze door there.
The first gate on the left is one of the rare modern works found here. The beloved good Pope John XXIII asked the Italian sculptor Menzu to create what is known as the Door of Death, which sounds eerie, but is in fact extremely beautiful and inspiring. We must all die, and here we are asked to contemplate the death of Jesus and its consequence, the Assumption of Mary, our representative. Death is not an end. Manzu shows vines that have been pruned for their grapes, sheaves of wheat that will be stripped to make bread. From these deaths comes Eucharistic life for others. As you look at each scene on this door, you will see contrasts. Abel dies by violence, St. Joseph in peace, Peter crucified, but Pope John himself dies lost in prayer. St. Stephen is stoned, Pope St. Gregory dies abandoned. Astronauts die marooned in space, a mother dies grieving for her children left here on earth without her. All these various deaths or doors to God. Next to it, the second gate, also contemporary, seems less full of meaning, although it has a wonderful title, The Door of Good and Evil, and again shows Pope John and his successor Paul VI and scenes of the struggle between what is good and what is evil in us. The fourth door is again contemporary, Crocetti's Door of the Sacraments, showing all 7 of them and an angel. But it is the central door which gets our attention. It is one of the oldest works we shall see. It is the bronze door from Old St. Peter's, made in the beginning of the 15th century by Filarete. At the top are Jesus and his mother. In the centre panels are St. Peter and St. Paul, would that we knew where his tomb was, with Pope Eugenius IV, who commissioned this door, all in prayer. And at the bottom, we see Peter crucified, upside down as he requested, and Paul beheaded. Right above this door is Bernini's bas-relief of Christ entrusting the church to Peter. This is very much St. Peter's church. And there's also a hint here that we're going to see a great deal of glorious work by Bernini inside.
Turn around now and look up to the wonderful work directly across from this one.
We can see the famous mosaic of the Navicella, the little boat that is the church, originally designed by Giotto for the first jubilee in 1300, but redone in the 17th century. The little boat is in difficulty, when is it not? But Jesus walks across the water towards his anxious apostles. This is a long build-up, but the church needs it. We are prepared now to step inside and encounter the largest basilica in the world.